We had South African bonds trade marginally weaker today, trading in tight ranges ahead of key afternoon events. Locally, as I highlighted, manufacturing numbers released and showing manufacturing output growth decelerating sharply to 0.6% in February from 2.3% in January, and that dashing expectations of the uptick. While on the global front, U.S. inflation data is being scrutinized for some indication as to the pace of monetary policy tightening in the U.S. U.S. producer prices increasing more than expected in March, boosted by rising health and food costs, pointing to a steady buildup of inflation pressures on that end. So with those some of the key factors influencing sentiment and activity today, the R186, as you can see, their bid at 8.09% from 8.075%, and the R207 a bid at 6.92% from 6.91% in the previous session. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, in the meantime, at 2.8% from 2.78%. We're joined on the line now by Ranzo Mukanzi from Future Growth Asset Management for more on what's been playing out in that space. Ranzo, thanks so much for your time this evening. So being pointed out is that local bonds have been consolidating at these firmer levels over the past few weeks, and that following a sharp drop in yields as optimism around the South African economy and where it's headed starts to move forward and rise. How are you rating sentiment right now?
Hi, Alicia. We've seen sentiment improve markedly from the start of the year, as you said. We've seen the market somewhat range-bound in the past couple of weeks, I think somewhat looking for direction post the really strong move down we've seen. So bonds have been quite range-bound, and market is looking for a bit of direction at these levels.
Having said that, Ranzo, some distinction is being made when it comes to foreign versus local investors, with foreign investors seemingly selling off local bonds, possibly, and this is just speculation, around the fear of expropriation of land without compensation and the risk to the fiscus posed by state-owned enterprises. So is the difference between global and local investor sentiment quite apparent?
I wouldn't quite say so. Maybe what you've seen is more a profit-taking, given the strong move down we've seen in nominal bonds. You'd remember that nominal bonds have returned about 8% in the past quarter, which is absolutely huge. So I think what you have is more a profit-taking, and that's marked by the 2-odd billion rand of foreign selling of nominal bonds we've seen in the past month. But I guess for perspective, we've seen foreigners being meaningful buyers of nominal bonds year to date, and that number sits at about 22 billion rand. So I think foreigners are still constructive in the local market, and we're seeing that in year-to-date nominal bond flows.
As you say, it is all relative. Ranzo, take us through the kind of action then that played out at today's auction specifically.
Okay, so we had three nominal bonds on issue, as usual, to the tune of 2.4 billion rand. And bid to cover, or the average bid to cover, was 2.2 across those three bonds. So relative to the past couple of weeks, still within the ballpark of interest in South Africa's nominal bond auction.
Mm-hmm. Ranzo, we have had the firmer trend that has come to the fore on the South African scene, supported by this improved outlook on inflation, the U.S. Fed committing itself to gradual increases in interest rates for the course of this year, and that seems to be capping further movements in local bonds for now. What have you made of the latest inflation numbers that have come to the fore today, and how that's likely to influence the interest rate trajectory stateside?
So today's inflation data was producer price inflation data, which was quite robust and continued its upward march at 3% year on year. Mm-hmm. We expect CPI inflation data still to be close to the Fed's target tomorrow at about 2%, and we've seen robust PCE inflation data as well in the U.S. All of that speaks to a continued healing in the U.S. economy. Growth as well remains quite robust. And all told, that should leave the Federal Reserve on target for two more hikes at least this year, we predict.
And that is key, because anything more aggressive could see a sell-off in U.S. bonds. The dollar would be expected to strengthen further in that scenario. The dollar did lose some ground against the euro, though, as a trade war between China and the U.S. intensified last week. That's, of course, now showing signs of abating. So what's your reading of that and where things are headed, given President Xi Jinping's address this morning?
Yeah, the Chinese president struck a conciliatory tone amid rising U.S. and Chinese trade friction. He spoke about a new phase of opening up, as opposed to these major economies looking inward, as the U.S. seems to be hoping to do. And he also spoke about, or he warned against, a Cold War mentality. So I think his tone was very conciliatory, and it speaks to the U.S. and Chinese trade tensions not escalating beyond what you've seen in the past couple of weeks, which of course is positive for a small open economy with a large external account deficit like South Africa.
Already that's seeing, safe haven sentiment easing a bit. So what's your outlook in terms of appeal of South African bonds from here on out, given the fact that, we've got very disappointing manufacturing numbers having emerged today?
Yeah, it's probably a shaking off of the froth. Like we said, nominal bonds performed hugely well in the first quarter of this year, and that was largely on the back of the political promise offered by the new president and his cabinet. I think what we've seen subsequent to that is a realization of the huge execution risk as far as fiscal policy is concerned primarily. And I think that should guide markets and give markets direction as far as local markets are concerned anyway over the medium term.
Well, let's leave it there, Ranzo. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Ranzo McKenzie is with Future Growth Asset Management.